Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump had a busy day Thursday. Among other events, he attended the National Prayer Breakfast here in Washington, where he spoke about what he intends to do moving forward.
The world is in trouble, but we're going to straighten it out, okay? That's what I do. I fix things. We're going to straighten it out. Believe me, when you hear about the tough phone calls I'm having, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. They're tough. We have to be tough. It's time we're going to be a little tough, folks. We're taken advantage of by every nation in the world virtually. It's not going to happen anymore.
One nation with which Mr. Trump has some issues right now is Iran. Trump administration said it is putting Iran on notice about what National Security Advisor Michael Flynn called Tehran's destabilizing behavior across the entire Middle East. Flynn referenced Iran's January 29th ballistic missile test and an attack by what he called Iran-backed Houthi rebels on a Saudi frigate that killed two sailors. Flynn described as weak and ineffective agreements reached between Iran and the previous Obama administration and the United Nations emboldening Tehran. There were attacks in eastern Ukraine the fifth day Friday, renewed fighting between government troops and Russian-backed rebels. Two Ukrainian soldiers were killed, 10 were wounded. The rebels say one of their fighters was killed. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley condemned what she called Russia's grave and aggressive actions in eastern Ukraine and warned that the U.S. sanctions would remain on Russia until the Crimean Peninsula returned to Ukraine, that is. She called for an end to the fighting.